of December, when we're having the big service in the church, I got from our daily bread some nice little leaflets called The Hope of Christmas. And we've got 100 of these. We will be giving them out at the carol service, but not in the rest of the pub. All right, so you don't disturb other people having their breakfast or whatever. But and I noticed after the title, The Hope of Christmas, it says the only treasure that lasts during a cost of living crisis. I thought that was nice they put that there. So we will have those for that day. No, Friday, 7 o'clock. The one
Did you
that.
say
Oh, yeah, of course I did. The old man's going dizzy, you know. Yeah, I thought it would be nice, you know. As you know, we've left you to sort the thing out. The other thing is that for about 5 minutes in the corner there, four of us are having a little meeting. So we're not ignoring you at the end.
It's a liberty.
It's all right, we're only talking about
That's right. And there is a very good reason for it. That is because we love Stuart and we love Jean, and Jean needs to get back to be with Stuart. So we're going to have a quick, short meeting. And then when all the work is done at at Jean's home, when All right. But then in the new year, the elders will meet properly. But and Brian's not with us today because he's on one of these pre-Christmas weekends, you know. What do they call them? That's it. Right, now I'll shut up and over to you two.
Sleep how silently the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessing of His hem. No ear may hear His coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive Him still, the dear Christ enters in. O holy Child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in, be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels the great tidings tell. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel.
We're now coming to the Lord in prayer. First of all, a short Advent prayer, and then we'll join together in the Lord's Prayer. And at the end of the message, we have a special prayer. Let's pray. Lord, give us the faith that we may see the coming of Jesus, both now and at the end. May we see Him now, Lord, in the hungry and the needy, and those who call for our compassion. May we see Him in the body of which the Church, He is the head, in the serene presence of His Spirit in the world, and also in every turbulent event that brings us closer to Your kingdom. This, Lord, at this time, is our prayer this morning, in Jesus' name. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
So, remaining in Bethlehem, we're going to sing Once in Royal David City.
In Royal David City, the Lord has marshaled. Thank to earth from heaven. To shelter us and save us, to spread our loss and soul. The poor and mean and for lonely Salem, we rejoice and stand in God. We shall see God in heaven, set us God's right hand on high. Shall rise above.
Now it's over to Stephen, who's going to bring to us the reading today.
And the reading is from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 40, the birth of Jesus foretold. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be," Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin?" The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who is said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month, for no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word be fulfilled to me." Then the angel left her. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth.
Amen. And this good news indeed brought joy to the world, and especially for us. So we're going to sing Joy to the World. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Saviour reigns. Let endless songs employ. What is the sounding joy, sounding joy, repeat, repeat, sounding joy. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations free. His righteousness and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders, wonders of his love.
Joy to the world, that's something that surely would be our prayer, that all people would know about that joy. Joy because the Lord came into this world and is known to all who believe as the Saviour. Our Saviour, not only our Saviour, but also our Lord. The message today, the good news. When it comes to Mary, people tend to go to one of two extremes. They will either magnify her so much that Jesus takes second place, or they ignore her and fail to give her the esteem that she deserves. So then, what do we really know about Mary? She was a Jewess of the tribe of Judah. She was a descendant of David, and she was a virgin. She was engaged to a carpenter called Joseph, and they were both rather poor. I want us this morning to consider Mary's reaction to the visit of the angel Gabriel. Number one then, verses 26 to 33, there's Mary's surprise. She was perplexed and afraid initially, and I think we can understand why, can't we? When the angel says, "You are highly favoured, the Lord is with you." Mary's response reveals, I believe, her humility and her honesty before God. The angel gave her good news. She was to become the mother of the promised Messiah, who she would name Jesus, meaning Jehovah is salvation. Yes, Mary was surprised, but she treated the whole incident with humility and honesty. And then second, there is Mary's surrender, and how important that was in the later verses of the same chapter. Mary knew what was going to happen but she did not know how it would happen. She believed the promise, but she did not understand how. She didn't understand because, after all, she was a virgin. Gabriel tells her it would be a miracle. It would be the work of the Holy Spirit. Gabriel pointed out that the baby would be holy and would not share the sinful nature of mankind. And of course, as we know, that was essential. If Jesus was coming to be the Savior of the world, he needed to be one without sin. The angel ended his message by giving Mary a word of encouragement. Her elder relative, Elizabeth, was also to have a baby, and that baby would prepare the way for the coming of Jesus. All of this proving that with God, nothing is impossible. You know, we need to take that. That's a promise to us, really. When God calls us to do something, we think we can't do it. With God, nothing is impossible. Mary's response was to surrender herself to God as his willing servant. She experienced the grace of God, and she believed the word of God. Can I just repeat that? She experienced the grace of God, and she believed the word of God. I trust that we can follow that example. And therefore, she could be used by the Spirit to accomplish the very will of God. Mary trusted God. She belonged totally to her Lord, body, soul, and spirit. We, my friends, can follow surely her example. She gave herself to her Lord, trusting him, body, soul, and spirit. That's a great example, surely, for us to follow. Because let's be honest, we too have good news to share. And that good news That good news can transform lives. If we want to be used by God, then we must care about what God cares about. And what he cares about, most of all, is the redemption of the people he has created. He wants his lost children to be found. And there's a challenge for us. Romans 6, verse 13, from the Living Bible. Give yourselves completely to God, every part of you, for you are back from dead, and you want to be tools in the hand of God to be used for his good purposes. Matthew 6, verse 33, from the New Living Translation. Jesus said, God will give you all you need from day to day if you live for him and make the kingdom of God, here it comes, your primary concern. So, friends, I wonder, is anyone going to be in heaven because of us? Imagine the joy of greeting people in heaven whom you may have helped to get there. Oh yes, we know, only Jesus can save, but we can share the good news, and that will help people to come know and accept Jesus as their Saviour. So, wouldn't it be wonderful if we do see people in heaven that we have helped to understand the truth of the gospel? Our life message includes the good news. That is, when we trust God's grace to save us through what Jesus did, because our sins are forgiven, we get a purpose for living, and we are promised a future in heaven. Romans 1 verse 17, the NIV. The good news shows how God makes people right with himself, that it begins and ends with faith. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 14. God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, no longer counting people's sin against them. That is the wonderful message he's given us to tell others. We don't go with the message of condemnation, do we? We don't condemn people for what they've done. So we go, we share the truth of God's love to those who do not know him. Maybe those who say they don't want to know him. But what we've got is so important that surely we need to take the calling that we are God's ambassadors in this world and we have a special message to tell. It's a wonderful message that he has given to us to tell others. Jeremiah 1, 7 and 8. Don't say that you must go wherever I tell you. Don't be afraid of the people, for I will be with you and I will take care of you. And with these words, as found in the New Living Translation, I want to finish this challenge with. Here it is. To fulfill our mission, we will require to abandon our agenda, get rid of it, and accept God's agenda for our life. And you know, as I read that, I thought, oh dear, this is a real challenge to us. Do we really take the opportunities that we have of doing what God wants us to do instead of what we want to do? You know, I looked up this verse. First I found that it said it was in Luke 2 verse 2. That's impossible. So what was printed in a book wasn't right. And I looked, and I looked through concordance of the New Living Translation and other. And now I've got a challenge for you, a different kind of challenge. I'll read it again. To fulfill our mission, we will require to abandon our agenda and accept God's agenda for our life. And I believe we must, like Jesus, say, Father, we want your will, not mine. Now, why does that particular verse come this morning as a challenge? Well, one, I think the main core of that verse, it struck me so much that I believe it will be our motto for 2023. But the challenge I'm going to give you now is, if any of you can find out where that verse really comes from, and believe you me, I've gone through concordance after concordance. I've used the word fulfill. I've used the word mission. I've used the word require. I've used the word abandon. I've used the word God's will. I can't find it. But if we're going to have it as their motto, I'd like to know exactly where it comes from. All right? So here's a challenge for you to go home and look and see if you can find it. If you already know it, then share it now. Yeah, I expect he would too. Right. To fulfill our mission, we will require to abandon our agenda and accept God's agenda for our life. To fulfill our mission, we will require to abandon our agenda and accept God's agenda for our life. That's what it says. I couldn't find it. But the main thing today is that we are required to follow God's will in our life, and His greatest requirement is that we share the truth of His love, that we bring people to know the Lord our God. He says in Scripture, God does not want to see anyone lost, but for all to be found, for all to come to faith. And my friends, we have that tremendous responsibility. We can't say we can't do it, because with God it's possible. So, we have the challenge. The good news is great, but it won't be successful if we just leave it on the table, as it were. We've got to share it. That is our challenge. God bless you all. Thank you.
I trust that the last one we can sing,
really meaning it from our heart. I want to serve the purpose of God in my generation.
Oh, sorry.
We have, as I mentioned earlier, we have a special prayer. Let us come to the Lord in prayer. We thank you, Lord, for calling Mary to be the mother of Jesus. In a world where men were in control, but you chose a young girl to nurture the Saviour of the world. In a world where power is sought, you turned our values upside down by inviting Mary to share in the great work of redemption. We thank you, Lord, that you still call women and men to share in your saving actions. You call us to live and serve in the way of Christ, uncertain of the future, but trusting in your faithfulness. Sometimes your choices surprise us, Lord, the way you seem to point daunts us, and your faith in our possibilities surprises us. Help us, Lord, to say yes when you call. Enlarge our visions, strengthen our resolve, and increase our sense of your all-sufficient grace, so that we might be used mightily for your glory and for the serving of the world through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
So now we are going to sing, I Want to Serve the Purpose of God.
I'm
Moving to where we are, let us say the grace together. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ,
and the love of God,
fellowship of the Holy Spirit,
be with us all evermore. Amen.
Stuart, you wouldn't know, but
oh my days.
A few of us have a little meeting over there.